This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, date of birth 10-18 of 1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Crowley with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. Her last visit was July 14th of 2025. Since that time, she's seen an electrophysiologist to see if she needs an ablation for the atrial fib episodes. They are very infrequent when they occur, even though she can definitely feel them, and they cause a great deal of anxiety. But the electrophysiologist did not feel that it was an ablation was indicated due to the very low frequency of atrial fibrillation episodes. Instead, she'll continue to be anticoagulated with Eliquis, and she'll continue her diltiazem 90 milligrams once a day. Currently, no dizziness or headaches. She has gained 9 pounds, though, over the last 7 months, and she's trying to lose that by limiting caloric intake. No edema or claudication symptoms, no urinary symptoms, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. And currently, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Medications, Eliquis is 5 milligrams twice a day. She uses atorvastatin for cholesterol management. The diltiazem is 90 milligrams once a day. Lisinopril is 10 milligrams. She takes a half tablet once daily. Physical exam, weight 157 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure is 122 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular today, rate is 60. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and there's no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 13th, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.16. Estimated GFR is 48. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.7, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. That's controlled with low-dose diltiazem as well as Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.